USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A congressman, a White House official, and several congressional staffers have tested positive for COVID-19. The attending physician for Congress said Tuesday Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan and the staffers were all fully vaccinated. The White House official and an aide to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi were reportedly exposed during a meeting with members of the Texas State House Democratic delegation. At least five members of that group have tested positive during their time in D.C., trying to avoid a vote on a controversial election reform bill. And private equity investor Tom Barrack was arrested Tuesday, charged with illegally lobbying former President Donald Trump on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. Barrack is the founder of large private equity firm Colony Capital and also served as chairman of President Trump's inaugural fund. Barrack and two other men are accused of using his connections with the former president and administration officials to advance policies of the UAE without disclosing their connections to the country and lying to federal investigators. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos made space travel history Tuesday morning. Lance Pry reports.
Jeff Bezos' New Shepard rocket ship lifted off near Van Horn, Texas at 9:12 a.m. Eastern and has traveled to the uppermost atmosphere.
Command and start. 2-1.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
One minute warning.
The craft landed gently at 9:22 a.m. Eastern, ending the 10-minute flight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the government of Haiti has chosen a new prime minister following the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Neurosurgeon Ariel Henry was appointed by Moïse for the position just days before his killing. Reuters reports that Henry used his inaugural address Tuesday to call for unity and stability for the Haitian people. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the cause of more than 80% of new COVID cases in the U.S., according to new data from the CDC. The larger increases of cases coming in areas with lower rates of vaccination against the virus. Several recent polls show a steady amount of hesitancy to receive the vaccine, with many saying they've been unmoved by outreach efforts. Dr. Jessica Shepherd is the chief medical advisor at Verywell Health in Dallas. She tells CBS News that breakthrough infections could be another source of hesitancy against the shots.
Now, the tricky part about vaccines is that it doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting the disease again. That is actually a very rare and low case of someone getting COVID after having a vaccination. Most likely, if they do, they will have a very mild form of COVID-19 and nothing that would make them go into the hospital and get admitted. So that's where we really need to create more of a message of people understanding the importance of vaccination. But also what comes with vaccination is that there is the possibility of getting reinfected, which is a very low rate, mild infection. And what we're seeing more is that we're having more severe outcomes of a variant that is much more infectious, much more deadly among unvaccinated persons.
And the head of the Tokyo Olympics organizing committee says he hasn't ruled out canceling the games if a COVID outbreak gets bad enough. Toshiro Muto said Tuesday that if there is a spike in cases, he wouldn't rule out ending the games that are set to begin on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.